Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mean Gene Show, powered by the Sports Kings here on iHeartRadio. It's Thursday. I mean, these second shows of the week fly by. I mean, just when I'm like all pumped up and I got the Tuesday show done and I say, okay, I can catch a break here because, you know, Thursday I'll be here and it's got to be a good show because it's right before the weekend and my listeners won't hear from me again until the following Tuesday. So much to talk about today, though. So much to talk about in the world of sports. Also, some exciting news from the NBA bubble. Now, tonight, the NBA season will resume with a TNT doubleheader as the Utah Jazz faces the New Orleans Pelicans. That's going to be a 6:30 start time, 6:30 Eastern time. And then the Clippers and the Lakers will play in the finale on TNT. That's a 9 p.m. or so start time, Eastern time, so we'll see how it goes with the Pelicans and the Jazz, but I'm excited. I am really, really excited. I mean, it's finally here. I mean, you know, no fans will be there, okay, but I think the practice game somewhat prepared us for what to expect. I mean, from a sitting on the couch TV perspective, I don't think you're going to experience that much of a difference. I mean, the announcing is pretty much going to be the same and as good as always, of course. Can't wait to see what TNT got in store for us tonight. But, I mean, you'll be able to hear the background music that you would normally hear at an NBA game. And of course, I believe the NBA has sort of digitized the fan reaction where you're seeing that. You'll see what you've seen in the scrimmage game, practice games. They're not using the cardboard photos like Major League Baseball, but just the whole atmosphere. I mean, the background is really dark. I think they've done a hell of a job, you know, practicing social distancing. I mean, you'll be able to see where things are just scattered. The NBA staff, the NBA game staff, the clock people and all of those folks that sit behind a table. I mean, they're sitting behind a huge plexiglass that is going to be there for their safety because, I mean, you know, there's like so much sweat and this and that, you know, with the NBA players. And so they're going to be protected. The court itself, I mean, it's going to be really dark, you know, so the lighting is focused primarily on the court. I mean, you just won't see the fans. I mean, you won't. I mean, and we all know why there's no fans there. But, I mean, once again, the NBA is setting the example for all of us to follow here. I mean, and later on in the show, I'm going to tell you what to expect tonight in regards to pregame activities. I mean, there's a report that some players are planning to kneel during the national anthem. This hasn't really been a problem with the NBA. And I think only because of what has happened lately, you know, with the protesting of social injustice, and you know, I mean, it that's, I mean, we've seen, and we kind of knew it was coming, but we'll talk about that, of course, a little later. And I know it's going to be a huge topic, depending on what happens tonight and going on into the weekend as games. I think maybe more so tonight because it's a statement, and it's the restart and you got marquee matchups here, with the Pelicans, Zion Williamson, and you got the Jazz, of course, the Utah Jazz, who, very, very, integral to the restart here. I mean, they were the same team that basically shut the season down when Rudy Gobert tested positive for COVID-19. And interesting, though, and my friend Craig Bowler, Jack, will be on the sidelines calling play-by-play for the folks in Utah. And I'll try to listen in and see what Craig is talking about. But I know those guys are just really happy to be back. I know they're excited. I have to say that the NBA has just really done some great things. I mean, they have just, whoa. I mean, as it relates to COVID-19 and what's going on, the NBA has done some incredible things, and we'll talk about it. We'll talk about that. I have some information regarding how the testing has been going in the NBA, because I haven't really given you any names of people that have tested positive, and there's a reason why. And it's going to be great news for the NBA and what they're trying to do. Also, as of today, I mean, as a matter of fact, so we will now have the NBA, the WNBA, Major League Baseball, all happening. And although Major League Baseball is still struggling a little bit with COVID-19 after that big outbreak from that one team earlier this week, but, you know, just because of the isolation in the bubble that everyone has talked about with the NBA, things are kind of working out. I mean, they are doing an awesome job preventing the spread of this virus. So we, you know, and I can't wait to get into more details about that. But it's going to be really, really, really incredible. So what else is going on? I'm a little late getting the show started today because I have really been caught up in the remembering John Lewis, Congressman John Lewis, who passed away. John Lewis, an icon. I mean, when you look at the body of work and what this man put into his life for others, and I've just been watching one, speech after another, former President George Bush, former President Bill Clinton, former President Barack Obama, all of them had worked with John Lewis while they were in office, and his family, his staff, just incredible stuff. I mean, just incredible knowing that, you know, you have an icon like that. And I mean, I'm still learning things about this man that that I didn't know. And just imagine being in your 20s and just speaking out for civil rights. I mean, we're talking about at a time when, you know, this was during Dr. Martin Luther King and the civil rights movement, and John Lewis was all up in it, involved with everything. So, I mean, it's just incredible. And it's incredible today to see how young people are speaking up. Everyone, black, white, Hispanics, Asians, everyone is just out there. And it's just incredible to see because, you know, as an older person, I mean, I'm 56 years old, you know, and we certainly are looking at our future leaders. You know, someone's going to be making decisions regarding how I'm going to live the rest of my life. And it's definitely going to be someone much younger in the years to come. And to see that young folks are really getting involved in politics, it's really incredible. And the fact that, you know, this man, John Lewis, was just, I mean, he stayed true to the game, and did everything. So this has been incredible. And of course, now one thing I will say, if you've ever been to a black funeral, you know, it's not going to happen in an hour. And I mean, and when you have someone like a legend, like John Lewis, I think when Whitney Houston passed away, I believe her funeral lasted probably, was it 5 hours, 6 hours? And when Aretha Franklin passed away, it lasted a long time. So what I'm trying to say is that if you're famous and you're black and hey, when people really, really are just, you know, admire you, they're just not going to, you know, send you away quickly. And that's not happening with John Lewis, and it shouldn't. And it's been incredible. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, I got to get this podcast done here because the NBA is going to kick off tonight. And I got a lot of things to say before this stuff kicks off. But so my distraction, of course, and the reason why the show is late today is because I am still watching as I do this podcast now, the services of John Lewis is on every major network, most of the cable networks, and just good stuff. So I am going to take a break, of course, and when I come back, I can't wait to share some good news regarding the NBA. All right, stick around, folks. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Mean Gene Show right here on iHeartRadio.
This is a message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. CDC is working to help keep you and your community safe from the threat of novel or new coronavirus. COVID-19 is spreading in the United States, and leaving your home increases your chances of getting and spreading the virus. Stay home except to get groceries, medications, or other essentials. Check state or local government guidance for where you are. If you must leave the house for essential items, take the following steps to help avoid the spread of COVID-19. Maintain social distance, approximately 6 feet or 2 meters from others. Wear a cloth face covering in public. For more information, visit cdc.gov.
Okay, we're back once again. It's the Mean Gene Show here on iHeartRadio, Thursday, July 30th, 2020. The restart of the NBA is going to kick off tonight, and it is going to be exciting. I'll talk a little bit later in the show about, you know, the games and who I think is going to win. I don't really think it matters that much. I think we're just happy right now to see that the real basketball is back. Not to say that the practice games wasn't bad. I mean, I enjoyed them. Just seeing how the NBA was going to make this thing work. So, speaking of making things work, how about none of the 344 NBA players who were tested for COVID-19 at the bubble since test results were last announced on, I think it was July 20th, have had confirmed positive tests. I mean, so this report was released yesterday from the league and the National Basketball Players Association. So there were also zero positive tests on July 20th. So that came after the league and players, the association announced July 13 that two of the initial 322 players who had arrived since July 7th when they got there had tested positive while in quarantine. So, I mean, this is just great news that the NBA is finding a way to contain this virus. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, not only for the NBA, but the entire country. So the NBA has somehow managed to do what the state of Florida hasn't figured out yet. I mean, Florida is still blowing up with cases. Of course, you know, you can't put everybody in Florida in the bubble. That just won't work, right? But I told you those NBA guidelines as far as how they were going to come back. I mean, they took the time. They took the time. They put together a plan. And I said on paper, that plan looked pretty damn good. It's all about executing it. Now, you hear a lot about contact tracing. Well, I think the NBA is probably setting the example of what contact tracing could really look like. Now, we're talking about a small sample size with the NBA. You're talking about 344 players or however many total that's going to be part of this restart. But it still works the same. I mean, you know, good guidelines, good follow-up, good oversight of this. It can work. I mean, now when you get up in the thousands of people testing, I mean, it gets tougher. It gets tough trying to see where these people have been. The NBA is keeping up with their players. You can ask Lou Williams, Lou Williams haven't tested positive, but he got out the bubble. And before he got back in the bubble, they quarantined him. I mean, he had been, you know, he had went home or you know, to take care of a personal matter, although he sort of detoured and ended up at that gentleman's club. But the NBA is serious about it. I mean, they are keeping up with who leaves, who, and you know, they talk about that snitch cam or whatever it was that was out there watching players. I mean, we laugh about it, and I mean, but they're serious. You know, they are serious about this. And, you know, I mean, they should be applauded, especially when we just talked about Major League Baseball on Tuesday and what happened with the Miami Marlins over the weekend, 16, 17 people from that organization testing positive. And it's all about the isolation. It's all about containing the isolation, keeping people where they need to be, and watching, you know, who's doing what from a contact perspective. And I mean, this is incredible. It's incredible. It's incredible. And I tell you what it's going to do. It's going to make watching the games tonight just a little bit more enjoyable, knowing that none of those players on the court has tested positive. And knowing that, man, I mean, it's going to be, they're not going to be talking about, and I guarantee you, you're going to hear a lot of that tonight with the TNT announcers. I would be shocked if they don't say anything in support of what the NBA is doing to keep those guys safe. And, you know, I question it. And but if anybody can put us off, it's the NBA. The NBA was the first one to shut it down. They shut the sports world down, not only the NBA. They shut it all down. We talked to Craig Bolajack, play-by-play announcer for the Utah Jazz, on this show and how that night went down in March involving the teams that's playing tonight, the Utah Jazz. I mean, they set the tone also for the NBA shutdown along with the Oklahoma City Thunder. But to say that the NBA has not put in a detailed plan, process, and executed it well is an understatement. I tell you, they they're still doing it, and the work is not over. But I don't even know if I explained this well in my previous podcast, because I get so excited sometimes. I may not even, you know, say it may not come out the right way. But look here, I know for a fact that those 22 teams down there in Florida, how they chose those teams, how they decided to locate those, locate those teams in that bubble. Because when we talk about a bubble, it's just not, I mean, it is a big bubble. I mean, it's not a figuratively speaking bubble, but I mean, how they have the different gyms and they know who's in those gyms, how they decided to put those teams in certain hotels and within that bubble, and how, as we get closer to when the playoff starts and how teams are eliminated and this and that, and how some of those folks within that bubble don't even have contact with each other. I mean, it's a plan. It is a detailed plan. And Major League Baseball decided to, no, we're going to travel. You know, the Los Angeles Dodgers were here in Houston for a couple of games. And I think they're going to go on and play somebody else. The Astros will go on and play somebody else. So there's traveling. There's all of this stuff that exposes their players. And I don't know what happened with the Miami Marlins. I mean, maybe it was something that happened in Miami, not something they picked up in Philadelphia. But who knows, because Major League Baseball don't really have a plan. They have a plan. It's just not effective. I mean, because that is a major breach. So, and Adam Silver said, hey, you know, we're going to go with this. I mean, this has to be encouraging news for Adam Silver and the NBA. And this guy, since taking over the league from the late, great David Stern, has implemented brought over a lot of David Stern's policies. I mean, he learned from one of the best. And he's been able to implement his own policies. And this guy, somebody might be, you know, asking for him to run for office or something like that, because he definitely has a grip on things. And I expect to hear from him tonight regarding the good job that the NBA is doing. And it's not over. I mean, the things could still get out of hand. But to do this in a state like Florida, a state that is just blowing up with positive cases every day, hospitalizations and all of that stuff. It's huge. And you know, the people in Florida should be looking at the NBA and saying, hey, you know, can you help us? Can you give us some advice? And I mean, it's just incredible. So, I knock these guys for, you know, getting back out there and even, you know, attempting to do this. But, you know, they are showing us when, you know, you have a plan, you listen to the experts, the doctors, the scientists and all of this stuff. And I'm sure they did. I'm sure someone says, you know what, in order to put this off, this is what you're going to need to do. And they threw every resource at this that they could, including Disney and the amount of money that they're spending on this whole process. I think the NFL still has an opportunity to look at this. The NFL is going to be a little bit tough, though, a little bit more physical contact type of a sport. And, you know, we're going to see. A lot of people don't think the NFL season is going to take place. A lot of people don't think the Major League Baseball season is going to finish. But the NBA right now has to be providing a glimmer of hope for those leagues as they contain this. So, I mean, they're doing a hell of a job. So when we come back, we're going to get into perhaps what we are going to see from a pregame activities tonight involving the NBA. You know, the NBA did say that the NBA has always been part of the social injustices campaign. And I mean, they have just really been outspoken. They have allowed their players to be outspoken about that. One thing the NBA has never done, of course, is kneel, or their players have never kneeled during the national anthem. So we're starting to see that with soccer, baseball, and only because this year has been one hell of a year. And after the George Floyd situation, things has really reached a boiling point, and people are looking to express themselves in whatever way they can as far as protesting. So we're going to talk about in the next segment exactly what the NBA players are thinking, what the commissioner is expecting, and all of that. Because if it's going to go down, it's probably going to be tonight, a national audience and all that great stuff. So when we come back, folks, we'll jump into that. Hey, you're listening to The Mean Gene Show here on iHeartRadio.
Hey, singing can help you remember things. So here's some tips for parents out there during these tough times.
Number one.
Make sure your kids wash their hands for 20 seconds after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside.
Two.
Virtual playdates, social and physical distancing can help save lives.
Three.
Tell them they're safe and show your love and pride. Yes, we'll get through this together. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back, folks. The last segment here on The Mean Gene Show this Thursday, July 30th, 2020, the start of the restart of the NBA season kicks off tonight. Looking forward to it. And it's just, you know, been long overdue. And I think once we get over the initial couple of games, I think, and once before the playoffs start, I think we're going to be in it full form. So the Utah Jazz and the New Orleans Pelicans have reportedly discussed kneeling in unison during the playing of the national anthem before their opening night matchup tonight. Now, according to Donovan Mitchell, he didn't confirm the report or reveal how the two teams are going to jointly protest, but he did acknowledge the significance of the NBA's restart on Black history and equality. So this is going to be interesting because, as I stated earlier, that the NBA, you know, like during a regular NBA game, and if you've been to an NBA game, well, even if you watch it on TV, pregame ceremonies and team introductions, both teams take their respective sides of the court. They line up together. They face the flag. And then they go on into the national anthem process. You know, it'd be pretty damn hard to kneel, you know, on a hardwood floor. We've never seen it. And it would really be awkward for, you know, one or two or three or four players doing it when just that whole uniformity process is just what we're used to seeing. So I got to think if it's going to happen tonight with both of these teams, keep in mind there's no audience, so they really wouldn't have to be bothered with any backlash or booing or, you know, this, that, and the other. I mean, you know, the commentators certainly have something to say about it. But I mean, that's just it. I mean, you know, like I said, if it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen tonight. Now, I don't know if it's gonna be something that you would see throughout the remainder of the eight games that they're going to be playing, and then the playoffs. But remember, this is going to be done without fans, so it wouldn't really matter if it continued or not. And I know that some folks are just really, really, really kind of ticked off. I know some of my social media friends have expressed their concerns about, you know, I'm just not going to watch baseball or soccer or any of these sports where kneeling is allowed. I know Mike Ditka said some things about kneeling and all of this stuff. So people have opinions on it. From my perspective, okay, so I have never knelt. I mean, you know, took a knee during the national anthem, or I mean, you know, I'm a veteran of the United States Navy and the Army, and you know, I mean, that's, you know, I'm an ex-military guy, so I'm a creature of habit, and I know why I stand and why I salute and do all of that great stuff. But I have never had an issue with anyone else, and I understand fully what the message is, because it obviously works, because it pisses people off, and it's a freedom of expression. So I understand that people have rights. People can protest. I mean, folks were protesting, you know, why are you making me wear a mask, or why are you not opening up, you know, my city and the government, or something like that. I mean, folks will always find a way to protest. And it's okay with me. It's okay that people protest because they have a right to, you know, and they shouldn't be censored. And if the players or anyone decides that this is what they want to do for their cause, they have a right to do it. So I don't have an issue with it at all. But I'm sure, and as I stated, with, you know, folks are willing to just shut them down. I mean, some folks are just really locked in on that, you know, and it's black and white folks. Some blacks, it's just not all black folks that want to take a knee. And if you're looking at what's been happening with baseball, I mean, you know, a year ago, you wouldn't see this. Now, folks are a little bit more together on the issues now, and that's what it's all about, understanding the issues and understanding why folks are protesting, which no one has ever said, you know what, I don't care about the flag, I don't care about the national anthem, I haven't heard anyone say nothing like that. But people want to make a statement, because listen to the words of the national anthem, talks about freedom and all of this stuff. Well, I mean, you know, depending on who you are, sometimes it's almost as if that doesn't apply to you. You know, you're not the land of the home, the free, the brave. I mean, some folks just haven't enjoyed those liberties that you know, we sing about and we celebrate. You know, we celebrate the 4th of July. We do all of this stuff. And some folks, I mean, it just doesn't apply to everyone. Some folks don't know what we're talking about when we say the home of the brave and the land of the free. I mean, it's just, you know, and I think that's when the protesting comes in. That's when people are trying to say, no, I choose this moment to let you know how I feel about what is going on in this country, whether you like it or not. So it's going to be interesting to see. So, and as far as the commissioner, Silver actually calls for peaceful protesting. I mean, he has never really, you know, shied away from that. The NBA players have had carte blanche when it comes to, you know, speaking out on issues of importance to them. So the commissioner, now, one thing the commissioner did say was that the NBA has had a longstanding rule, and this is dating back before even before former commissioner David Stern, which talked about standing for the national anthem. It's never really been an issue, never, ever, ever in the NBA. But Adam Silver understands that these are different times now. He definitely respects the peaceful protest. And when it comes to tonight, he's not certain what they're going to do. I mean, we're not expecting something, you know, outrageous, but I mean, if both teams decide to kneel, they kneel, and it's something that the commissioner said they would have to address, you know, at that time. But I mean, he understands that these are highly unusual times, so we will have to see and see how much of an impact it's going to have on, you know, moving forward here. I mean, if it's going to be done, remember, there's no audiences out there for the NBA to, or crowds anyway, to cheer or boo, whatever they do. It's going to be that way from here on throughout the playoffs. So, however, the Jazz and the Pelicans will set the tone for what we might see in every game played throughout the NBA restart. So we'll see. But anyway, just wanted to make sure we talked about that. So anyway, NBA games will kick off tonight. I mean, just welcome back to the restart of the season. It's been a long journey for those guys. Here we are, July, late July, and we're talking about resuming an NBA schedule or season. So we'll see. Hey, folks, enjoy the games tonight. Enjoy the weekend. We'll come back Tuesday and sort of break everything down. We'll talk about not only what took place tonight, throughout the weekend. We'll talk about moving forward. And we'll get more into the competitive side of exactly who is going to win. I mean, we'll watch a couple of games and see how serious this is going to be, how serious the competition is going to be. Is it going to be the Lakers? Is it going to be the Sacramento Kings with that young team? How about the two we're watching tonight, Utah and the Pelicans? And I mean, it's just going to, let's just watch it and see. I mean, and we'll come back and talk about it. All right. Hey, hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see you back here next week on the Mean Gene Show here on iHeartRadio.